The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Candle Radio Show. Brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. And today is January the 13th, 2016. And it is a Wednesday. Looking forward to today's live show with you today. Just want to thank you all for listening. And of course, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network in all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family member about the network. As you know, because of where we are in history and where we are currently today with our community and our culture, this forum and this platform is so important for us to maintain and to assist in its growth by all means, because we have lost so many other things that we cannot lose our own collective identity to one another, to where we could come in good counsel and make decisions that are in the best interest of ourselves, our families, and our overall community at large, which is the globe if you think about it. But we have to start with us first and foremost. So everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. If you can make monetary donations, please do that. If you can actually assist in some of your, with some of your professional experience, assist that way. If you can donate your time, please contact Black Talk Radio Network and see what can be done so that this network can grow. And I'm looking forward to, just spoke to some people today that are definitely want to make donations to Black Talk Radio Network, and I do definitely appreciate it. And this is something that's so important that we do these things in order to maintain the overall direction and the overall growth that this network is needs, and the over, and the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So please, continue to support. You know, Black Talk Radio Network is here day in and day out. You know, Scotty works, you know, all through the week, the weekends, and everything to bring you information that you need to know. And it's not just a matter of you tuning in and turning it on and taking from everything, but it's a matter about you growing something that is bigger than you yourself. So please continue to support this by means that you can, and you know what they are. So reach out to do your part so that we can maintain this and have this grow, and we won't lose something that is necessary within our community. So many other things have been devised and put together against us. We need the things that are for us and is about us. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Also, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook and check out what we have posted there. And from there we'll have the show, what the show is going to be about. Today is Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis, is going to be coming in today, but he's not going to be able to make it because of weather. And so we're going to continue the show. Brother Davis will be back later this week or maybe next week, depending on, you know, the conditions. We all have our things that we have to do. And Brother David wanted to send his regards, and we'll be back as soon as he possibly can. But you know, there are some things that are very unavoidable. So today we're going to be Wise Wednesday with Brother David, but we're going to continue the show anyhow. We have a great show lined up for you, and would love to hear from you today. and we're going to jump into what today's show is going to be about. Today's show is basically is going to be about protection. There's a lot of different issues of protection that we need to talk about, and also different things that you want to talk about in general. Now is the time. You can give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 6490-32#, in the *61. You know, there are so many adversities that we all have to deal with, but we always have to remain focused on what it is that is essential to our overall growth. So I know there are some things that you may want to talk about that you're focusing on. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call today. We'll have basically an open forum, and you can jump on anything or some of the things that we're going to be talking about, or you want to bring something else up. There's a lot that's going on in the world, and we're going to talk about that really quickly before we get into today's show. Now, let's go to the Facebook page, Pando Radio Show, that we have, and let's look at some of the articles that were posted there today. Posted it there for your overall benefit and for your good, some of the things that I think are so important. And what I do want to say is this. Right now, with the declining stock market, with oil price dropping to the lowest that it's been since 2004, or maybe even earlier than that, dropping into the 30s and below the 30s, and it's continuing to do that. And the market itself is down over 1,200 to 1,400 points, depending on which indicators you want to use. You have different events that are definitely glaring in front of your face. You get major financial institutions like RBS is telling you basically to sell everything that you have in the market, in so many words, because of what's coming. And, you know, right now when you have mainstream media and you have these blatant forms that are going on and these blatant attacks that are going on, a lot of them sometimes are diversions from, wow, they took down their post. How about that? They took down the RBS post. Ew, man. So you have some very unusual events. Oh, no, there it is. You know, from the Royal Bank of Scotland telling everyone to basically, this isn't about capital returns, but the return of capital. And telling everyone in a crowded hall that the exit doors are small, meaning that everybody's not going to get out. You better sell in your position now. When you start to have that, no oil and everything else, the market going down, listen, this is where you need to pay attention, not to what they're directing you to, but to look away from it and watch behind you. Watch on your flanks, because that's when a lot of other things pop up that you need to be very, very aware of and have your attention to. It's not always what they push in front of you, but it's what they're pushing under you in a very secretive way that's very, very important. So I just wanted to make that case to you all to keep your eyes, and I always say to Chico Stick, you know, our friend Chico Stick that comes on from time to time, we need to bring Chico Stick back on. I always tell Chico Stick to watch our flanks. And now I'm asking you to watch our flanks while a lot of people are looking at the obvious things that are going on in the news. And it's one of the reasons I try not to pay attention to the news at all. I try, the mainstream media, try to find other avenues that are going on. So let's look at some of the things that we posted today. Really good. Some things. Number one, easy homemade remedies that relieve arthritis and joint pain. This affects everyone, especially our elderly and people that have arthritis and different joint ailments and pains and everything else. Check out this article, really good. You know, have cayenne pepper. Some of these things are so important. And I'm gonna tell you, the natural things definitely work. So you want to engage in those things as soon as you possibly can. When your different issues and conditions come up, so this is something that you definitely want to take a look at for those that it applies to. And then not only that, if you know people within your family or friends that are suffering from arthritis and joint pain, this is something that can definitely help them. There's nothing like helping a friend when they're in pain. So definitely do take a look and help anyone that you can. Next one, coconut oil for reversing Alzheimer's disease, now clinically studied. You know, coconut oil has some amazing, amazing properties, holistic properties and medical, and miscible properties, and just some intrinsic value of coconut oil is so great. So check out this article, and if it applies to you as someone that you know, definitely start. And this is, I believe that this is a regimen, with coconut oil that you need to have in your life, you know, even before any signs of any types of illnesses. And, you know, I know one of the things with coconut oil is that it's, you know, it has a lot of electrolytes, and it's a lubricant, and that is a part of your whole brain function. You know, the electrolytes the overall, lubrication of the brain from coconut oil and so many other things that coconut oil does could only help, in these situations. I would say definitely, if you know friends or family members that are suffering from these types of things, you know, definitely bring this to them, help them out with this, and also engage this in your life before those things actually become a part of your overall condition that you may have to deal with, or one of your loved ones. So practice early, and then you can definitely save yourself possibly some heartache down the road. Prepare. So, so important and everything. Next we have, this is a great article from Woman's Vibe. Oh, and the last one was from healthfoodstar.com. And this one is from womansvibe.com. And I'm going to tell you, ladies, this is an absolutely fantastic site for you guys and for men also, but particularly it's geared towards women. It's a great, great site for you to actually get familiar with and check routinely to see some of the different articles, and I will continue to post there. And so this is one that I definitely recommend for women, for the sisters and young people and young women that we have, to be very familiar with this site. Great information. So this one says the health benefits of coconut water promote electrolyte balance, hydration, remedy for muscle cramps, constipation, anxiety, and PMS. Reduces urination and kidney problems. Urinary and kidney problems. So very, very important. Coconut water is very, you know, something that does the body much, much good. Now, one of the things with coconut water, you want to make sure is that you're getting it cold pressed. You don't want it pasteurized. You want to get the one that has the highest magnesium amount or percentages that you possibly can get, because those are the electrolytes that really make coconut water so essential. Energy is so, so important, in the table of preparedness is actually the tabletop of preparedness. And it's something that a lot of people fail to really grasp and understand and introduce into their overall preparedness, you know, for the future. They walk away from energy. They focus on too many other things and not getting a balance, getting a balance within their preparedness. One of the most important things in preparedness is especially with the table of preparedness, the table being the leg in the countertop itself, would be food and water, shelter, protection, and energy. You have to have those five things. And if you're lacking in any one of those five things, it will definitely compromise the integrity of everything. So this is something that you definitely want to take a look at. There are very cheap ways that you can develop solar power, and we will definitely post some of those here and talk about them at the appropriate time. But it doesn't cost much to establish some form of solar power, and it can be done relatively cheaply. And we will definitely bring that to you, especially if you're in the sunny states that have a lot of sun exposure. This is a must for you. So check out this article, another one that was from Natural Blaze, very good one. Then we have next we have for the table of preparedness water. It has a lot of water filtration systems, explains the fluoride, arsenic, and dangerous bacteria. That you need to be able to remove your and purify your water from. It's so important that you check those things out. That there's different devices. There's devices that you can make yourself for pennies on a dollar. All you need to do is be able to put a hole in some buckets and get a bucket and actually get gravel, sand, and charcoal. And you have your own built-in water filtration system that you've only spent, you know, very, very minimum amount of cash to do. But there are also things that you do want to, if you're capable and can, you do want to spend some of your cash on some of the intrinsical assets that will bring you some very good quality water that you can remineralize to have the perfect form of water, living water instead of dead water. So these are some of the tools that are worth spending some of your cash on and make sacrifices to do just that. So check out that article there. Very, very good one. Let's do it. Next we have article that came from oilprice.com, and this is the commentary I wrote on it. This is just one of the many reasons why the price of oil is so low, because the government heads know that war is looming, and in order to prepare for that, oil must be bottomed, so that they can store at least a year or so worth cheaply. Read the signs of life along the way, which makes your path easier. Do what they're doing now. Do what's being done, and continue to prepare. You have to look. One of the things that we talked about this on Tando. One of the things that is going on is that the governments are positioning themselves for major wars, and they know that they have to. One of the things that they do in preparing for major wars is that they drop the price of oil so that they can fill their overall oil storage facility. And with the prices being as low as they possibly can, that makes it easier for them to meet their overall storage requirements, you know, as fast as they possibly can. Because they know once the war starts, it's all over. Now, in this article, it says war between Saudi Arabia and Iran could send oil prices to $250 and I believe and above. So check out this article. They read between the lines on it. They're basically telling you that they foresee that a war starting somewhere, and particularly probably along the Straits of Hormuz, and that would be Iran and, you know, possibly Saudi Arabia or one of the NATO countries engaging in war. And if the Suez Canal, if the Strait of Hormuz is cut off, and if that is cut off and the Suez Canal is cut off, there will be major, major price shocks within the price of oil. You can see a gallon of gas going above $12-$15 a gallon in that case. So you need to be doing exactly what they're doing and preparing for these things and know these things are on the horizon, because when that happens, it's not just the price of oil that goes up. All the commodities will skyrocket because of that, and especially for us, food and the essential staples that we need in transporting will skyrocket. And this will be a very, very harsh economic condition to deal with. These will be some of the harshest conditions to deal with. So take a look at this and check it out. Pass it around. Make sure that you know what's going on and pass it on to some of your friends and family. It's very, very important that we do. Next, this one, oh my goodness, everyone got to check this one out. This is an article from Peacock Pacache. It says, this is about a Virginia GOP delegate. And let me open this up real quick. And this is one that everyone must read, in my opinion. It's a must read. Okay? And it says, it's from Peacock, Virginia GOP would require inspection of children's genitals. A state-level Virginia GOP political delegate, Mark Cole, just proposed a transphobic legislation dictating men, women, and children must all use public restrooms correlating with their correct anatomical sex. Specifically, the legislation targets public schools where, in order for the legislation to work, adults would be required to inspect the children's genitals before they use the restroom. This is HB, and I believe that's House Bill 663, otherwise known as the Restroom Facilities Penalty. Defines anatomic sex as the physical conditions of being male or female, which is determined by a person's anatomy. Relating to schools, the bill would change current laws by requiring local school boards shall have developed and implemented policies that require every school restroom, locker room, and shower room that is designated for use at specific gender to solely be used by the individual who anatomically sex match such gender designation. Such policies would also provide that a student may, upon request, be granted access to the, oh my God. This is crazy. Do you see where this is going? You know, they're saying that kids can actually request a single stall restroom or shower in a unisex bathroom or control individuals' use of restrooms, locker rooms, or shower. This is beyond crazy. This is, you know, it's not hard to believe because they've been attacking our children, and the real target of a lot of things is not you and I, those of us that are of age and are adults. They are specifically attacking and targeting our children. This House bill from Virginia that's been proposed, if it's been proposed, believe me, it's already going to be done. They're basically just telling you this because they want you to have a normalcy bias to this all and just pay no attention to it and become numb to the shocks of things. This is crazy. We're going to talk about this today. This is what the show is going to be about today. So everyone, check out this article. Share it with your friends and family. It's so necessary that you do because these are some of the times in which we live in. In the next article, and also said this is ugly and evil. The Baltic Dry Index continues to drop, and it's making record lows every day since the 12th, I believe. Since the 11th. Every trading day since the 11th, it's been making new historical lows, and this is extremely, extremely telling in danger. It's because there is no movement of goods throughout the world. And the amount of goods that's being moved is so minimal that it's going to cause a very apparent crisis if it is not mitigated, or if the shipping lanes or the shipping ways in the seas of shipping are open and the ports start to get in. Now, there are some, containers that still need to be offloaded, throughout the world. But the thing is that they're not being replenished at the rate that they've been replenished in the past. And this is very dangerous. And it's something that you need to be especially made aware of, because this means that the possibility that there will not be any goods to be sold in any ample supply is coming. And you know what that means for our community. We've already been in an economic depression for so many years, and without the currency and the availability to currency in order to purchase the things that we need, the very first people to feel this is going to be our community. And this is something that we need to prepare for. This is how you start to break down and create global crisis throughout the world. This is how you do it. Now the question is, why? That's the real question. Why aren't the goods moving? And it's not because of the economic standards and the economic downturn. In actuality, this is causing the economic collapse. This is something that is instigating some very, very difficult times. When you hear about martial law, when you hear about collapses, when you hear about, different adversities from, everything that we've talked about here on Tando Radio Show, when you talk about global war, these are the instances and the examples to show that these things are extremely real and they're unfolding as we speak. We are not waiting for the collapse. It already has happened. As if the matter has our roof given way or are falling in under the weight and pressure of the overall economic collapse. It's just like when a lot of snow accumulates on your roof. How much snow can your roof endure before it collapses on top of you? And in actuality, when you have a large amount of snow on your roof and more snow is coming and you haven't removed that roof, the snow off of your roof, you're already in a state of collapse. It just hasn't fallen on you yet. So this is where we really are, and this is very, very dangerous and telling about the times that we're in. So we need to talk about some of these things. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. I will see you in queue. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come out of the commercial break, we need to talk about protection. And this is what today's show will be about and what I wanted to bring to your attention. Have you taught your children how to protect themselves? Are your children able to survive and withstand any event that happens because of what you've taught them? This is something that is so important that we engage in, because too many things are happening, and one of the things that we have to do is to train up our young people, because they've been schooled and miseducated into things that will definitely get them hurt in the future, and not only that, enslave them, and it's a situation where they will not be able to have any sovereignty or self-determining rights in the future. They have to be able to be nurtured into a position to have confidence that they shall make their voice and their energy known by being able to survive and endure and withstand any crisis that comes along. Because the truth of the matter is that we as the parents may not be there for various reasons. So we're going to talk about those things today. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, You're listening to Candor Radio Show. This is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, from Candor Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just refresh the screen here. And today's show is going to be about protecting our children. Have you made way to protect your children with your children and with the children within your family? Do they have the survival skills and the prepping skills to endure any event where there is no adult supervision, or the adults are unable to assist? This is something that we definitely have to talk about and to engage with our children, because it's not always just about us. We have to show them how to do these things. Very, very important. So that's what today's show is going to be all about. And I'm going to tell you a prime example of why we need to actually teach our children to prepare and to be independent thinkers is because of what they're up against. And this bill that we just spoke of, and some of the things that the schools are engaging in, the overall policies and procedures and the directions that the authoritative governments are moving towards by way of the institutions that are receiving funding from them, is in a direct threat to our children. Think about some of the things that we talked about and presented here on Tando. The forced vaccinations, the requirements in order for children to be in school, to be vaccinated. These are all of the things that if someone truly, truly cared about the children, they would sincerely protect them. And this is a major, major problem that is prevalent within our society, and it's going to have an adverse effect on our young people, and this is what we need to protect them from. You know, when you look at our society right now, our society is more engaged in protecting non-essential things that over our children. You think about it. You go to a bank. They have armed guards at a bank to protect the bank. But we are not taking the right necessary steps to protect our children. If you go to a sporting event, they have security on scene at your sporting event. But we don't have anything that's securing our overall children. We send them to an extremely loosely guarded place, facility with people that you really don't know. In the overall history that we've seen with these people, by the evidence of their actions, will cause us to say, wait a minute, this is unacceptable, we must change it. How many times have you heard of inappropriate actions between an adult teacher or someone at school engaging in an inappropriate act or environment with the young people at school? It happens all the time. But nothing changes. I'm going to tell you why. Because that's the agenda of schools. The agenda of schools is not to teach them what's in their best interest, but to teach them how to get in line and perform the duties that the authority figures lay out for them. And it tricks them into thinking that they're inclusive, because they trick us into thinking that we're inclusive in their system. So important that we talk about this. So important that we engage in this. Because, you know, what's more important than our overall future of our children. Excuse me right now, just fell out of the queue. Let me get back in. So, that our young people are, you know, happily equipped to deal with some of the adverse situations that will come about in the very near future. So hold on one second, everyone. One second. Let me mess up. Let me get back into the system. Lock me out real quick, and we will get into this show. Very, very important, but I'll do it at the next. Well, we'll keep continuing to go. I just won't be. Scotty, if someone jumps in on the conversation, wants to talk, definitely let me know if I get back into if you could, if you're there. So, everyone, you know, this is what we're seeing with this Virginia bill. It's nothing new. We've seen this is nothing more than a pedophile's playground. Who do you think is going to be checking the gender of the individual students? Who do you think is going to be checking your children to ensure that they're going in the right bathroom? Do you see what this is? This is a psychological breakdown to let children know that their bodies aren't theirs. And it's letting the parents know that their parental rights mean nothing to the system. These are indicators, and these are steps, very small steps, that start a very big movement. And this movement that has been going on to actually enslave and subjugate the masses of people on this planet has been going on for so long. At some point, people, we need to stop talking about conspiracy theories and start to see where the conspiracy is. Because there is a conspiracy. There is a conspiracy against you. Regardless of what you think, the evidence is undeniable. You may not want to accept it, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. You don't have to accept reality. But you will not be able to excuse yourself from the consequences of your ignoring of reality in the future. You will not be able to ignore the consequences of that. And we're seeing this so much now. And this is only going to continue to grow. And I can even see where they're going to continue and expand. Just like they've expanded the prison industrial complex, they're going to expand the overall state in the best interest of a child kidnapping. If that's all it is, they're kidnapping by force and fear. And they're going to expand this also. Because the thing about power with these people, the love of power that they have is insatiable. Their appetite towards this is insatiable. They can't be satisfied. They have an insatiable appetite, excuse me. They can never be satisfied. They're only going to continue to take more. At what point do we draw a line as people and say enough is enough? This is right here in Virginia. And this is going to be in California, it's going to be in other places throughout the country. And they're going to give you all the excuses as to why they need to do this as they can possibly come up with. And they're also going to create the agenda in order to facilitate that. They're going to push bullying. They're going to push different collective agendas against the overall population. You've seen it. You've seen it actually infiltrate and dilute the overall call for any form of sovereignty within black people by commingling them with other interests that have nothing to do with the enslavement and the overall disparity of treatment that has been going on for so long. And it's so acceptable by society in all forms, from our community to their community. Why is it so acceptable in our community? Because we've been schooled in how to protest, how to so-called fight the system, fight the power, when in all we're doing is doing exactly what they've laid out and going on the roads that they've paid for us to travel. travel on. And we'll bring a sign, we'll bring a banner, we'll bring some new shoes, and we'll bring a smile, and we'll bring a speech. But what we won't bring our moral convictions to say no more. I won't participate. We won't refuse. Because we want what they have, and that's our biggest problem. And when you want what they have, you have to look at where they're getting it from. And that's what they have to offer, and this is what we're engaging in. And it's going to have some very, very damaging ramifications now and into the growing future. So this is what we need, definitely need to talk about. Let me get into old areas of it. One second. Sorry about that, everyone. I guess I can't multitask. So, it's so important that we understand these things, and this is where the parents, if you don't have the moral convictions to fight for yourself, that's fine. But you need to have the moral convictions to fight for your children, your grandchildren, and the generations of young people that is not yet named. Someone has to stand and sacrifice themselves, and this is what is so, so important. So now, what is it that we need to be teaching? We need to teach our children how to respond to any form of crisis, and believe me, if your children is going to school and your 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old son is going to be checked by Mr. Wilson before he goes to the bathroom, who do you think Mr. Wilson is going to be? What type of people do you think is going to be applying and running into those jobs? And they're already there. They're already there in all of the institutions of authority in different churches. You've seen the scandal, the pedophile scandal that the Roman Catholic Church had. Believe me, it wasn't just the Roman Catholic Church that has had those instances, but they were the ones that were highlighted. And this wasn't just something that was, you know, this came up. This is years and years and years of indoctrination to this. Because we've always given blind, you know, we have a blind allegiance to things. And you know, we give, you know, blind authority to things, and it always bites us because there is no man that should rule you. And until we understand that, there is no hierarchy above you as people, as an individual spirit, and as an individual living entity. There is no one above you. And the only way that we understand and get this is through the indoctrination of schooling, where we repeat what it is that we've been broken down and domesticated to think. And now it's the price of being domesticated is too damn high now. We're really on the verge of losing it all. There is no progress that has ever been made. You know, it's difficult to hear people talk about now and say that our community is richer than it was, you know, at the Reconstruction age and during slavery and after slavery. And then in the industrial age, are you kidding me? We've never been so poor, and we've never been so disenfranchised as we are now. And this is a hard pill to swallow because they lie to us to make us think that we have something and we have given up everything. We've given up everything to the point that we don't do anything unless they tell us to do it. We don't do anything and we don't respond to what they do. They only tell us what our response should be. There is no self-determining direction that we have, that we've engaged in. And we are far, far worse off today than we were in the past. And it's going to only get worse. And economically, we own far less. Economically, we have less intrinsical aptitude to where we can be self-sufficient. We have to go into the economy. See, when you have intrinsical value, you don't need the economy. The economy needs you. We're dependent on the economy, and we have an umbilical cord to it. And this has caused us to lose our overall leverage to a point. Because it's a silent, it's a very silent leverage that has been lost. And those are the most, and those are the deadliest ones. The silent ones. Because they don't go heard. They don't get attention drawn to them. No one questions it. And its status remains the same and it grows. Whenever you ignore an illness, an ailment, a condition, it doesn't go away. It just embeds itself even more and grows. And this is where we are. So, today's show, we need to talk about preparing our children, our young people. We've already laid out why. Now we need to talk about a plan of doing just that. Have you ever thought about teaching your children how to respond to different things, from school to church to their outdoor life, for the children that still do go outdoors, to different events wherever you live geographically? If you live in earthquake country, have you taught your children how to respond to an earthquake? Have you taught your children how to respond to a tornado? Have you taught your children how to respond to a hurricane? Have you taught your children how to respond to a power outage? Have you taught your children how to respond to a blizzard? Have you taught your children how to respond to where their car, if they're in the vehicle with someone younger or even an adult, have you taught them how to respond to different things? And what if there's an accident, you know, and it's no one around? Have you taught your children how to respond to different things that they could be faced with at any time? And I'm telling you right now, especially in the world in which we live in, the instability of these times are going to cause many casualties in the future. Because the events, the deadly events, the very trying and traumatic events are going to start to play themselves out. And our young people, our children, will not be able to respond to them if you don't teach them. You already know. And you know, in today's children are like the perfect setup. They are the almost the perfect victim for these things. Because they are less in tune to outdoors. They don't travel outdoors and play outdoors as much. They don't know how to traverse themselves around the city as much, or the towns or the neighborhoods in which they live in. They're so sheltered now and enclosed in, they don't even have, they're suffering from vitamin D deficiency because they're not even outside. If you watch children today, every single child is in the same position. Phone in hand, head down in phone. This is what we've allowed the program to teach them because we have relinquished our position as their parents. We have turned them over to their surrogate. Well, we've become a surrogate parent to them, or a, not even surrogate, I would say a secondary or even a very diminished parent to them. And we need to talk about, have you prepared your children? In this next hour, we're going to look at some different events that have happened throughout the world and look at how the young people had to respond to it. And you need to ask the question, would my child be able to endure these conditions? And the answer, if you haven't taught them anything, the answer is going to be no, they wouldn't. And this is what needs to definitely change within our home. And this is the conversation that we need to have. Here we go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll re-engage the conversation. We'd love to hear from you guys. If there was something that you taught your young people, give us a call. And why did you teach it to them? And what are some of the events that you had to go through? And what did you see our young people having to deal with? From, you know, major events to ones that were just geographically specific to you in your family, or some of the things that you've seen throughout the world, especially for some of you globetrotters and people that have been places throughout the world. If you travel throughout the world, believe me, you have a different understanding of the power of young people, and we need to talk about that when we come back. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit star 61, and I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up so that we can talk to you and hear from you. It's so, so important that we do. Remember, when you actually share what it is that is on your mind or an experience that you have, you are planting a seed that is now growing, and you've nurtured it to life, and it could bring forth even more because it helps so many people. So engage today and actually assist other people today with some of your experiences. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Come on up. It's so important that we talk. It's one of the things that they've actually done to prevent us from coming together is that they actually seeded it within our overall thought process and our own psychological profile to be very timid and shy and not to say anything and just to go along with the flow. Because you think about it and you just go along with the overall routine, you are being led. You are not leading anything. You're surrendering to the agenda. And they've taught this in so many people, and it's something that has to be broken. So if you're a person that's relatively shy, break out of that by actually engaging yourself in something that you wouldn't think that you would ever do. It's a very, very liberating experience when you start to see the intrinsical wealth, the intrinsical wherewithal, and the intrinsical wealth that you have. So you listen to Pando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Then we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to engage in today's show with what are we teaching our children, and look at some of the events of the past that have actually put our children in very dangerous situations, and we don't want to compromise their overall security. So you're listening to Candle Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I want to just thank you all for listening today. Today's conversation is about our young children. I have a computer problem. Yes, Crystal, yes, I hear you murmuring in the background, so she knows who you are. So, everyone, today's conversation is about our young people and what it is that we need to protect them from. And what I want you to think about is there were a couple of major events that happened that you probably heard of or are aware of. You had the earthquake in Haiti, in January of 2010, which is, I think the anniversary is, it was yesterday. The anniversary was yesterday. The 6-year anniversary was yesterday for the Haitian earthquake. And, you know, one of the things that happened in that earthquake was that there was a lot of children that became parentless. There were a lot of children that were became displaced temporarily and then over a prolonged period. Now, I would ask you, if that happened by some natural means or man-made means to your children, how would they fare? Have you actually started to teach them anything about preparedness and overall being able to navigate their way through adversity or a crisis situation? Have you had the conversation, and more importantly, have you shown and taught them what their response could be and should be, and engaged in training them in how to respond to different things? Do your children have a plan, and do you have a plan while they're at school or away from you for different things? So just think about this, parents. Yesterday was the anniversary of the earthquake in Haiti. Just imagine if there's an earthquake where you live, even if you're not in some place that is predisposed to earthquakes. In today's world, you don't have to be any longer. They know how to move the tectonic plates through harmonic frequencies. If you had an earthquake somewhere, and would your children be able to navigate their way through it? Do they know how to get food on their own? Do they know what to, do they have the street awareness that, you know, a lot of us had before the migrations out of our community? The ones that we originally were born into. And then when you make that migration, there is a street awareness that we so-called give up because we no longer practice it and we no longer teach it to our children. You know, one of the things about the so-called hood or places in which we live, and even in the impoverished places, one of the good qualities of that is that they made the young people extremely tough. And more importantly, even for the parents that, you know, for the many parents that were engaging, it caused them to teach their children things about life that would actually go far beyond just the neighborhood and the block that they were living on at that time. Those were key fundamental, the foundation for the future. Of how to read body language, of how to discern different people's agendas, how to discern different people's approach on things, and to be able to spot something that is a threat to them. One of the great things about being in those conditions and in those neighborhoods is that our young people and the young people that are there, because of the environment, they had to adapt to that environment. Have you taught your children to adapt to a change in the environment that they're living in by way of any form of vent? Many children in Haiti became parentless, and I want you to think about that. What would that mean to you? And if this doesn't motivate you to actually have conversation with your children, and a lot of you may say, well, what will we have about? What am I going to talk to them about? An earthquake? If you live in geographical places that have earthquakes, yes, you should. Or whatever the natural environment is that you live in, you need to have displacement conversation for your children. Because it can happen, it has happened, and it will happen. Have you taught your children how to respond to a crisis of any kind? Let's say, just like in New York, when the 9/11 event, did you see how many people were having to walk home if you're in a dense city, what if something major happens in the city? Are your children equipped to respond to that efficiently? I would say today's children, even the city-dwelling children, are less likely to have a ample or a appropriate response to a crisis nowadays. Not all, but too many are. Too many are. Especially now when we live so far away from our, you know, people live so far from their jobs where they moved out into the rural areas or the suburbs. That presents a extreme problem for you as parents. Because a lot of times the children will be home before you will. Or in order for you to get to them, you have to fight through traffic. And I would say take a look at Atlanta, Georgia in 2000, and when was that snowstorm that they had in Atlanta? 2013? Was it 2013, the winter of 2013, where the whole city was shut down because of ice and snow, and they didn't have the proper equipment? If you look at that traffic jam, that meant you weren't getting to your children, and your children weren't getting to you. Have you prepared a winter backpack and winter gear for your children in case that happens when they ride the bus? Is there some form of preparedness that you had for them? And every person's situation is different, but you need to look at the predicament that you're placing your children in, because they're going to be in these positions because of you. And what I mean by that is that no, you didn't cause it, but you had ample time to think about it and instruct them on how to respond to them. This is some this is one of the important criteria of being a parent. Having the ability to have foresight and have projection of things and anticipate some things going wrong before they do for the best interest and outcome of your children. So important. We got a caller that's in queue. Don't like to keep the callers waiting. Let's talk to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What is your name and question or comment?
This is Mayhem from Indiana.
What's up, Brother Mayhem? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. I had to call in when you was talking about the children, and I've listened to the whole thing when you saying how the children being kidnapped. It brought to my attention in plain sight, our children are being kidnapped when they go to school.
Right.
Once they go in that building, it's locked down. You cannot go in there and see your own child, and your child cannot come out of school unless they let them out. And then when you go to the school, you need permission to go see your own child. And then another thing is plain sight kidnapping is dealing with what's that when
Department of Children Services on you.
Yeah, that right there, and when you look at that, they can take your child's rights away from you. I mean, when you look at that, that is something else. And then when your child do go to school, we don't ask our children what these strangers we had we trust these strangers for our kids. We don't ask our children what they're teaching them or anything. Today we act like we're scared to talk to our children. We need to talk to our children and teaching our children to watch us.
Right.
You know, they tell your child, what your parents got in the house, do you have any guns? No, so they teach them to be unnatural. We need to get back to question our child, what are these strangers teaching our child, our children? But we don't do that. But like you said, we need to get back to that. And also dealing with, we brought this notion that once you dealing with the I lost the train of thought. I'm trying to get it as I talk.
Take your time.
Okay, yeah, we like you know, when you have a job, we have a newborn, we drop our babies off to the daycare
child
and stuff.
Care.
Child care. We don't bond with our children like our parents did back in the days. That's the problem. I'm just agreeing with you right on point that we need to get back the way our parents raised us. And stop being scared of our children and protect our children. But them, that school thing, that's a very dangerous thing. It's almost like a virtual jail. They lock it down. They got guards in there the way they do our children. I mean, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, and you know what, man? You made so many great points. Let me ask you something. You made a point that we really need to talk about. Whenever you go to, let's say, check your child out, you got to check your child out from school. How does the school make you feel? It's very unwelcoming. They make you feel uncomfortable when you go and do that. And they intentionally do that. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I know when my nephew was in school, I used to go check on him and go in there. You know, you have to ring a bell and go in there and they have to get your name and also I think also they don't they like run checks on you to see if you got a record or something, because if you got a felony or something, you can't go to them schools.
Yeah, and you know that's something that's probably definitely coming in the works, and it's, you know, because what they're really doing is that they're institutionalizing prison to our young people. That's right. What they're doing. And it's a psychological thing that's being done. This is why the schools are built the way that they're built, particularly within our community, because that's what they want to foster, so that when they see it, they can identify with it, and they identify with the spirit that goes along with it. It's basically a spell that they're placing over our children. And like we said, so powerfully so, we don't bond with our children the way that our parents and their parents had to bond with them. That is so true. A lot of us believe that, you know, we give more effort and emphasis to our overall economic positioning or our career positioning than we do from our children from the very first. And it's something that it's a slippery slope, because it doesn't start off, you know, so dramatical. It's a slow decline that we go in until we are such at a state that it doesn't matter at all. Until you get to this point where the parents are afraid of the children, like you said. So, you know, so well said.
Yeah, I got one more thing. Maybe 7 or 8 years ago, dealing with the juvenile center down here, it was a federal investigation where the so-called counselors and dealing with the people to protect the jail, they was involved with the young kids. They was taking them home and dating them and stuff, and it was a federal investigation. And when the federal government came in, they found all these guards and stuff now guilty, and people just let it go. And most of these cats, as you said, they was preachers. And also we gotta watch out for the churches, because we got so many child molesters in our churches and in our neighborhoods.
It's so true. And you know, you can see it's so prevalent now. I would say to you and the mothers that are listening and the fathers that are listening, look at the daggone beauty pageants that they have these little girls in nowadays. It's shocking. It's totally shocking. But they do this. They put it on TV. They promote it on TV because they want you to think that it's okay for these beauty pageants. Oh, you know, your child should be in a beauty pageant. No, your child should never be in a beauty pageant, because children, that's not something that children should be engaging in. That's an adult activity. For people to be glaring at children, Are you crazy? You know, it's a sad, sad thing, and they always try to trick us in these things. And man, Mayhem, you made some great, great points, brother, and you know, you really exemplified some of the things that we really need to get back to in order for us to regain the prosperity that has been lost within our community. We have to re-engage ourselves because we can't go along with what we've been taught because it's been wrong and it's not going to serve ourselves and our children any good.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course, brother. Go ahead, man.
I forgot his name, but he's from here. I call him the sandwich boy. You remember what he was doing? He was ordering little kids. And don't you the neighborhood, his neighborhood where he was at, and nobody, they never complained or said nothing while this cat was waiting to go to jail. The one guy, dealing with the, Subway sandwiches. You know he was from here.
Yeah.
Nobody said nothing about this child molester ordering little kids. And his handler was getting kids for him.
Wow. Plenty of people knew. I'm going to tell you, pedophiles get some of the most protection of everyone until something goes awry. You know, until someone exposes them. But there is there is a systematic, methodical agenda to protect them. Look at the different instances and the different people that you know of that have, you know, with allegations or even proven, you can see how they were actually protected in their overall actions by not just one person, two people. It was an institutional protection because there is an active slave trade of young people that is pushed for by at the highest level. And you know, this is why, how we lose generations, because, you know, they understand that, you know, if you want to enslave the, you know, further enslave people and maintain the overall paradigm of control, you have to attack the young people very early. And this is what they do. And it's such a shame. And like you said, we have to recommit our bond to our young people. We all can do so much more. There are things that I look at in my parenting days and still now to this day that I know that, man, I need to do more, because everything, you can never, ever prepare your children enough for what's coming in the future that they'll have, because there's so many variables to it. And you just want to love them and give them the best opportunity and have an environment that's conducive to their overall healthy growth.
Yeah, you're right. You keep on telling the truth, man. I'm going to let you go.
All right, brother, ma'am. Man, good hearing from you. Great, great, great call. And thank you for engaging, because it's so true. You know, my man said one thing that, And he hit a chord with me when he talked about they asking the children to tell on the parents. This is something that is very, very common. You know, now, also, you know, when I know people that have taken their children to the doctor, and the doctor wants to talk to their children in private, and, you know, actually have some private time with your child. Who the heck is this person? You don't know them. Your children should never, ever be out of your sight, especially around people that you don't know and you don't have a history with or a connection with, because that person could actually do so much harm to your children. Psychological thing, because our young people are impressionable.
Brother Dave.
And, you know, if you teach. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Let me share an example of what you're talking about. When I have three daughters, okay, they're all legally adults. We'll just say legally adults right now. One of them, my middle child, she's in her 20s now, but when she was like 12 or 13. No, she might have been 11 or 12. She had gotten bitten by a brown recluse spider. So I take her to, so we didn't know what it was at first until it started eating a hole in her, in her flesh. So I took her to the emergency room, right? Took her to the emergency room. The attending doctor in the emergency room was this white woman. So we're there for a spider bite, right? So I'm sitting in there with my daughter. I think my other daughter was with me at the time. And I remember her asking my daughter if she was pregnant. Now, and I'm looking at this woman like that, like, you know, I'm trying to be cool, and I'm looking at her and she looking at me kind of funny. And so then she asked, my daughter said, no, I'm not pregnant. And then she said, well, how you know you're not pregnant? My daughter said, because I ain't never had sex. And so, you know, that just kind of struck me. Again, I know it's children out there being abused, and some of them are being abused by their parents and whatnot. But if I had not been there, you know, I can just see them manipulating children to give the answer that they want them to give, or you know, some messed up person who just wanted to break up my family could have gave my daughter some leading questions and whatnot. And so that whole thing, just that whole experience, I've never forgotten it. I've never forgotten it, man. But I do know it's children out there being abused and whatnot. And but that just struck me kind of funny, because I, you know, I'm like, this woman accusing me of molesting my daughter. You know, it's the way I felt. That's the way I felt her question was framed, and just the way she was looking at me. So, yeah, that I'll never forget that.
Wow. And you know what, Scotty, it's amazing, because it's quite evident a brown recluse spider has a very distinctive bite, and the body responds to that poison, you know, and it's very apparent when you came in with that that's exactly what it was. And so let me tell you, one of the things that they always try to do is they try to hide their criminal acts against humanity that they've engaged in and make you responsible for it. Because what they're basically is doing is saying, who are you to challenge our authority? We're doing this because of this, this, and this. Well, in those cases of child abuse, child neglect and everything else, you deal with that situation. That's why the hell you have police. That's why the hell you have that different thing. Not everyone should be put in that position, because they realize this. If they can put people in that position, it starts to deteriorate people's questioning of authority. This is what governments always do. They've been doing this longer than you've been around and we've been around living. They actually mastered the art of enslaving, and they institute certain things, and they institute practices and procedures in order to maintain the continuity of the government itself and the controlling. And so this is one of the places that they do it, because this was a tactic, and you know where this tactic came from. This tactic came from Nazi Germany. One of the things that they used very well. One of the things that the Nazis were so good at was propaganda. They were so good at propaganda. That's why their propaganda is actually taught, is actually practiced, and it's actually something that is fundamental to their overall doctrine of control. And it wasn't just that the Nazis, because before them, these practices were so well in the past, but that's the example that we have now in history as to where we can see how it had a completion. But we didn't finish looking at where it continued to go. And where it did, it actually continued to grow right here in so many ways, in so many ways. And so, yeah, Scotty, this is, you know, like you, my child had to go for a physical. And then the doctor says, well, okay, cool, you know, for sports. Okay, well, let me talk to, you know, the child by himself. Are you out your mind? No, that doesn't happen. And I just looked at him and said, no. And then he knew right away from there. He said, well, and I said, I just looked at him. I said, And do I need to take him somewhere else? And he said, never mind. So I grabbed him and said, okay, well, we'll do it. Then he tried to interrogate, because what they're going to do is they're going to interrogate your child and to establish authority over them and every person that's like them. That's what they're going to institutionalize within your children, that they are the authorities and that this is, and what they want to do is they have to break down your child's love and adoration and your child's sense of security that they have with you. So they have to diminish you in front of them. That's what they're attempting, because now it's like breaking the spirit of a wild horse. And that's one of the things that they want to do, is they want to break the spirit of our young people. And this is one of the tactics that they use and do. And this is why it's so important that we train in school, and and teach our young people, because we don't need to school them, we need to educate them. It's a huge difference between a schooling and an education. We need to educate our young children on the different things that are a threat to them. So this is what this show is so what this show is about, and it's so important. Scotty, I can't see the board because mine keeps going out. If you're there and you see someone that pops up in queue, I'm gonna reboot it and come back in. Just let me know. So,
okay. Appreciate it. Hey, I heard you say something earlier, but I was busy at the time, so I didn't get to ask you a question. But just, man, the level of ignorance that I see, man, not just in the black community, but although I, you know, that's where my concern really lies. But, you know, you had mentioned something about one of the stories about the oil prices and gas being low. So, you know, President Obama last night talked about $2 gas and whatnot. So I was listening to this radio program that comes on our network on Wednesdays, and they have, like, I guess, you know, the resident black conservative on the panel. And so I heard this dude say, you know, the gas is low because of fracking. And I'm like, did he just say gas is low because of fracking? And for people that don't know what fracking is, that's something we're trying to fight here in North Carolina. Fracking is where they take these chemicals that they don't even have to tell you what chemicals they're using to inject into the ground to try to fracture. That's where the fracking comes from, to fracture underground rocks and sediments and whatnot in order to release pockets of natural gas. Not the gas that go in your vehicle, okay? We're talking about, like, how would we describe that? Gas as a vapor or something like that. You know, for cooking. Yeah. You know,
so
for
like gas stove.
Yeah, like butane gas and
fireplace.
Yeah. And this dude said the gas prices is low because of more fracking. And I was like, man. We be just spitting out all kind of stuff and acting like we knowing what we talking about. And I was like, that dude just made himself look so doggone stupid. Number one, gas prices are not determined by what the United States is doing, whether we're talking about Texas producing so much oil or anywhere else producing oil. It has to do with the global market for oil. And I said, I called in and I pointed that out to him. I was like, listen, if Saudi Arabia ramped up its production alone by itself, they could knock gas prices down, because, you know, gas that you put in your car is a byproduct of oil. Okay, and I said that they ramped up their oil production, you can knock gas down to $1 a gallon. So it's not that the United States is doing anything to affect the global, you know, the gas prices. This is determined on a global market for oil, the oil prices and whatnot. But I was just like, man, some of us, man, we just so uninformed, man, that we would think fracking is how we get gas that comes in, that we put into the car.
And you know what, Scotty, this is why Black Talk Radio Network is so important. This is why your call to what you're doing is so important, because we will be misled, and I tell you, we have blind faith in everything. Just because that individual was on TV, They had a title, whatever their title was, if they were from the title of, you know, a president, a governor, a state senator, a dean or whatever. Just because that person has a title, a doctor or whatever, the foolishness and the ignorance in which they manipulate people through is gospel. And this is why Black Talk Radio Network is so, so important, because we shatter the bullshit. We shatter the propaganda. And we bring it to you from a standpoint so that you can understand it, for you to engage it, and for you to take it back to your family. And excuse me, because, you know, that's not a curse word. That's actually a real condition. It's so important for, but I did use it in that way, so excuse me. But listen, it's so important for you to be able to set the agenda for yourself and your family. No one should come to your house and set the table and serve the food for you. You have to set the table. You have to set the global table for yourself and your family, and set the agenda in which you all will go out and do what it is necessary in order to show the prosperity of your good works. And you don't take blind faith is the first step, first misstep to genocide. You hear me say that all the time. And what Scotty's talking about, what this dude saying and stuff, that's blind faith, because there's a lot of people in, not only, like you said, Scotty, in all the communities will look at him and say, that's right. Wow, I just learned something. No, you just learned some bull.
And the dangers, he obviously don't understand the dangers of fracking. You know, that's how you destroy the water table. And it has happened. Not to even mention the earthquakes that it can cause. Okay? When you're fracturing, you know, the sedimentary table and all of that. But
it's,
I'm like, man,
pressure.
Yeah. You poison did, I mean, we wouldn't be able to have fresh water no more if they did that close to where I live, and that stuff leaked into the underground streams and the aquifers. Man, we'd be drinking poison water just like they up there drinking in Detroit right now. You know. I'm sorry, I was just letting you know. I don't know if you got logged back in or not, but you got like three calls in queue.
You know what, Scotty? Let's when you finish, let's go to them and we'll take them out, because I have it. I'm gonna try to log back in right now. But finish, let me make this, because you're right, Scotty. We're gonna get to the callers real quick. And the thing that's so important about what Scotty is saying, that this is how you destroy the sustainability of people. When you don't have clean water, if you don't have clean food, you don't have clean air, you don't have a clean, secure place and a eco-friendly place to establish shelter, then you have to do what? You have to go to the concrete jungle and beg master for provision. This is why they do this stuff. Fracking is a criminal act against humanity, because it's destroying the water table, as Scotty said, and not only that, it is destabilizing different areas. And this is what we need to know about.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. And one last thing before we go to the calls, like, I listen to sports talk radio, you know, sometimes in the afternoon, and there's this one guy, I've had interactions with him, you know, online and through email, but it's this one host. And there was a Carolina Panthers game on. It was on a Monday night. So nationwide audience. So you had these two activists who rappelled from an upper deck and was trying to unfurl a banner. And they were anti-fracking activists. And he said on air on his radio program, on this talk radio station, sports talk radio station, that he didn't even know what fracking was and whatnot. And he didn't really care to know. All he cared about was they interrupted the football game and whatnot. And so I emailed him. I was like, dude, if you live here in North Carolina, which you do, you need to be informed about fracking and why those dudes repel from the upper decks to let people know what's going on here in North Carolina in terms of this fracking.
Right, Scotty. So true. And I'm back in now, but I guess we lost the two callers.
No, I'm still showing. I'm showing three callers. So, you want me to unmute them?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and go ahead, Scotty. Let's take the callers, and then I'm gonna come back to something that you said that's so important. It's about like what Michael Vick thing did. If you could see this as an example, but let's go to the callers.
Area code 405. Well, you're on Tando Radio Show. Go ahead with your name and your question and comment.
Okay, how y'all doing this evening, Brother Dave and Scotty?
Peace.
Mel.
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
Good, man. When you was talking about the gas, and he said he was thinking to come out the pump, it reminded me of that old movie Car Wash, and they was messing with Abdullah. He was like, brother, is ribs pork? Some people really don't realize. But
right.
Out here in Oklahoma, man, fracking. Do you see, I'm sure you guys see nationwide how many earthquakes we're having now in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
It's rampant. Yeah. I'm sure y'all seen that, man. And it's like we're having them every other day. You could be laying in the bed and it's just, I don't know what to do about it. I can't do nothing about it because that's their bread and butter. But,
Prepare for one because Oklahoma's been getting hit with such a swarm of earthquakes that now, that is a destabilized, foundation in bedrock that Oklahoma is on, and you never know what's going to happen because under all of that stuff, is that ground is under an immense amount of pressure, and just the moving of it and displacing of it can cause just like an avalanche. So, you're going to have continue to have man-made earthquakes that's going to trigger a natural event. So, I would just prepare for an earthquake. You have to.
We used to worry about the tornadoes, now it's the earthquakes. They're not filling those pockets back properly after they're moving that stuff. They're not properly filling them back up. So, but, oh well. But all right, y'all, man, good show, and I'll holler at you later.
Okay, yes, sir. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Great point, because, and this is so good about the Tando listeners is that we're everywhere and we're in tune to different things, and Mel is exactly right. If you're in the Oklahoma area, you already know. But if you're in, next to Oklahoma, in Arkansas, in parts of Texas, you need to prepare for an earthquake and have that on your radar because, one of the things about seismic activity is that you can relieve pressure somewhere and it causes pressure to build somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, so important that you understand the science of it. And this is why I put Dutch Fence in on our page, and you're going to see more from him. He's a great, great dude, and I've seen him start from nothing and blow that thing up to where he's actually being trolled by major, major Cal State and some of the major institutions because his work is so good. So let's go to another caller, Scott.
Area code 301, you're on Tando Radio Show.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. I'm John from Maryland. How y'all doing?
Good evening.
Hey, brother John, how you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. Or shout out, how the old folks say, fair to middling. What you were talking about earlier in reference to our children in schools, I went to school in Virginia, Northern Virginia, and grew up in Fairfax County, and went to school throughout elementary through high school and, went in the military after that. And what I did notice as I grew up, come of age a little bit, is the level of education and the difference of teaching methods in the North and the South, the Northern states and the Southern states. If you're like myself, and I take great patience and just analyzing things like that, you can tell and you can see that the difference in educational levels as well as just the way, black people were trained to pronounce words and just the whole gamut of being finagled, so to speak, in their education. What I I look at, and you guys talk a lot about it, and I love Black Talk Radio Network because you guys touch on so many topics that the majority of Black listeners don't even, you know, they can't even fathom. But, you know, I hear a lot of Black talk shows, and they're always looking for how can we get this, you know, in control as far as getting Black people to start recognizing things and start dealing with things. And the only thing I could come up with, Dave, is there has to be a reprogramming, a total reprogramming from ground up. And I'm talking about from your children to today's Black adults, mainly Black adults. But the only way to do that I see, realistically, it's just like putting out massive signs on the highway, billboard signs of
right.
basically, you know, changing subliminal messaging constantly, on the radio, on the television, any kind of way we can get it out there to basically send subliminal messages 24/7, 7
days. I've actually looked at that, bro.
That's the only way, that is the only way that I think. This is just me, and my thinking is, you know, military damaged me a little bit, but there's no other way. I mean, you guys have a very strong radio station here, and you know you're getting more and more listeners, and that's what's needed. And I put out the word constantly about you guys, but to get some change, we can talk all day long about Black history. You know, we know our history. That's backwards. We know that. The only way to go forward is to go forward. And so we have to constantly talk about going forward, not what slavery did to us. We know what that did. So let's, you know, let's come up
with some ideas. What about what slavery doing to us?
Well, slavery did a lot to us.
No, I said doing to us as in present tense. Because, bro, if you listen to New Abolitionist Radio that's coming on here at 8 o'clock tonight on the network, you would know that slavery was never abolished, that there is an exception clause in the 13th Amendment that allows for them to put you back into slavery as quote-unquote punishment for crime where you've been convicted by a jury of your so-called peers. And in relation to informing people that slavery was never abolished, we looked at doing some of the very same things that you're talking about. Is how much is it going to cost us to put billboards up in strategic locations where we're informing people about the exception clause of the 13th Amendment, that mass incarceration is really a continuation of slavery. Maybe we'll throw a picture of Harriet Tubman up there and a little quote about, you know, I freed 1,000 slaves, but I could have freed 1,000 more if they had only known they were slaves. And so we take that same a lot of people don't know slavery's still going on. And it's one of the main pillars.
Brother Scotty, I understand exactly what you're saying.
I'm talking about the reprogramming tactics. We looked at billboards.
What I'm talking about is sometimes you have to fight cynicism with a little bit of cynicism.
Okay.
You see, and that's what's been thrown at us since you know slavery started is cynicism, and so you have to kind of fight it in a deeper level. Than just, in other words, you're ex-military, Scotty. I think I heard you say that before.
Yes.
And so you know the most dangerous person on the battlefield. You know the most dangerous weapon on the battlefield is what?
The radio.
No.
Propaganda.
If you're in a war in Iraq. You know the most dangerous weapon on the battlefield is what?
You lost me, bro.
A sniper.
Okay.
Because you never know where he is. You never know where he can be.
Right.
He can let you breathe an additional 10 seconds if he wants to. You see where I'm going with this? It has to be on a deeper level as far as how strategic we move and how we talk and how we delegate things to get the movement going with black people. And what I mean, there's a lot of power in Hollywood. There's a lot of, and that's what's damaging our kids. And it's damaging our adults as well. All this entertainment, all this nonsense going on, we need to get, and people like yourself who are in the entertainment industry thus far, you know, making contacts, making this and making moves here and there, you know, we need to get that together. And people say, well, you know, we can't get Oprah, you know, why we keep asking for handouts? We're not asking for handouts. We're asking to get started. See, because you already have the political capital. You already have the capital to get it started. Just get it started. And we and some of us can take it from there. But if if none of them are willing to stand up, the ones who do have some reach, some far reach, then, you know, we're struggling at the bottom here, still trying to get up out the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that you and Scotty and myself understand, you know, the anatomy of a war and how we're actually being engaged in the war, because this is so true, and there needs to be tactics in which you can position yourself and your people to protect themselves, but not only protect themselves, but strengthen themselves so they can no longer be adversely affected by those asymmetrical attacks, these subliminal messages and everything else. And this is what we do here at Black Talk Radio Network, as you said, and you know, and this is why this platform is so, so important. And one of the things that happens within this whole propaganda, you said that a sniper is the most dangerous thing on the battlefield. Absolutely, that is so true. And I said that propaganda is, because propaganda is the sniper, the everyday sniper in the everyday war. And this
exactly
is something that we have to win among ourselves. This is how Russia has defeated currently the United States right now, through RTV, through Russia's Today TV, through their own propaganda machine. They've outmaneuvered the American military, the American economy, the American geopolitical.
Yeah.
The exact same thing.
And see, that's what I was trying to get to, like he was saying, deprogramming. And we do got another caller. We got about, 17, 15 minutes.
I'm sorry.
15
okay,
minutes.
Bro,
no,
that, you guys, you're talking to y'all, and, you know, this is one of my favorites. I just stick with y'all every day, every evening. So
thank you. Thank you.
Keep up the good work. I appreciate y'all.
Okay.
Have yourself a good evening.
Thank you, Larry. Definitely continue to listen and call in again, because this is a conversation that we need to continue, because the only way that we destroy what they build is by the warriors that decide to fight.
Yeah, getting to...
You can never do what a warrior decides.
Getting to some of the things that he was saying, and it's a more broader topic that we can discuss, you know, that we can't do it justice in 5-10 minutes. But the reason I was bringing... He mentioned deprogramming. You know, we got to deprogram our people, which then means we got to reprogram them with something else. It's like the Matrix. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Matrix. That's what the movie The Matrix was about.
You can't empty out the bottle. Right.
Yeah.
Right. I just agree with you so much. I just had to
Yeah,
say,
but
right,
one,
right.
One of the things we were looking at, just on the issue of slavery. Now, granted, we got a whole lot of other issues to deal with, but just on the issue of slavery, so many people don't be walking around talking about slavery. I'm talking about physical chains, putting you out there, putting you to work and all that. So we don't talk about it in past tense. And one of the things we were looking at in our move to abolish 21st century slavery movement, to deprogram people of this silly notion that the 13th Amendment abolished slavery or the Civil War ended slavery, we were looking at how much it's going to cost us to put up billboards in strategic areas like urban areas on highways where a lot of traffic is. Then I start looking at, well, how much does it cost? Like here in North Carolina, you have the DMV, right? The DMV has an ad network. They have this little electronic billboard in their offices that people looking at every day that's going through those offices. Well, how much do it cost for us to put messages, to shoot our messages through the DMV network? So then he mentioned like the movies and stuff like that. You know, we did an interview with Marlon Adams of CulturalGrassroots.com, and he was talking about the new rule changes from the Security and Exchange Commission that allows you now to raise money on the internet as where these people yeah. would be investors instead of just donors. They would be investing in a company, investing in a film project. The other way we can deprogram them is, I believe, man, we got to get off of these public education plantations. And we need to be homeschooling or we need to be creating black charter schools where we're in control of the curriculum. So there's a number of different ways and avenues for us to address what he was talking about, the deprogramming of our people, because you know that's a big problem. But let's go to the last caller. That's area code 708. Area code 708. You're on Tando Radio Show with Brother Dave. Please go ahead.
Yes, please. How you guys doing today? I just want to start out by saying, Dave, how you doing today, man? I was listening to y'all and tell you, man. Let me start out by saying one thing. I always hear people kicking history. Don't kick history. History is the bridge that's going to bring people over to your side. If you scream about what's really going on, and you say reprogram the red pill or the blue pill, you're either going to take knowledge or you're not going to take knowledge. Now, on the other side of that coin, the whole problem is miseducation. So if you don't replace it with something, what you going to replace it with? That's what I'm saying. So you got to fill that space with something. Fill that space with miseducation and replace it with real education. One thing they don't want you to know, and that's why you don't know it. They don't want you to know who you are, from where you came, or what you've done. And once you replace that, that changes a man's whole attitude when they know who he is, especially when you've been told that you're nothing, that you have done nothing. It's deep, man. And look, I follow that adage. I got that from my favorite hero, Malcolm X. He said, history rewards you more than anything else. And he's right, because you can find what you're looking for. And history gives you time, events, all kind of things. History is a beautiful thing. So people who always kick history, I always find it, how are you going to know where you've been if you don't, you know, you see what I'm saying? You got to have to be a pathfinder, you got to have a path. You got to come and go from someplace. From which did you come? And where are you going?
Where are you going? So, and that's the point that Scotty's made, you made, and you know, and Larry was making also. And it's so important that we actually, like Scotty said, we can't empty the bottle, but we have to have the fortitude to turn the bottle back up and fill it with something that's sustainable and edible for our people to actually grow in a sustainable way where they can have some self-determination and be sovereign in the new way that God intended us to be free and independent. You have to replace that, because what we're going to do if you just wing them and take them off of the drug right now, the body will collapse into totally dysfunctional activities, because they would say this is anarchy instead of saying that this is an opportunity to establish our own rights and self-determining path. Just think right now, if we totally did away with so many institutions that the overall environment and the program has put into place, a lot of people, because of that programming, would respond to it the way that the program has taught them to respond to it, the complete anarchy, when instead it should be an opportunity to build the foundation for your future development and your future prosperity. Because let me tell you something. One of the things that's going to happen in the future here, there isn't going to be any jobs, but there's going to be a lot of work that needs to get done. And this is the point where, like Scotty was saying, we need to replace that schooling, that dysfunctional schooling, and you said, Brother Braggs, and Larry said, with some real meaningful education on how to actually be prosperous and to be you know, engaging in collective prudence and establish a way of living, a culture of living that identifies with our spirit and not by then identifies with the rule of law of a man. And let me say this real quick. You know, Scotty talked about, because, you know, right after Candle Radio Show, the new abolitionist radio show will be on. And it's so important that we engage in that, because one of the things that they want to continue to do is to keep us enslaved by all means. And, you know, Scotty talked about the 13th Amendment, and you can see the extension of how they usurp the 13th Amendment to actually be a slave code in itself, is they got it from the Northwest Ordinance of 1787. That's where they originally got it to actually, before the 13th Amendment.
Yep, you're exactly right. That's what our research shows. That's where that's the first appearance of that exception clause.
And that exception clause, exactly. And it's so important that we understand that it's been instituted from then until, and it continues because it's in act now. It's in action now. And this is what we totally, totally need to change. And I really do appreciate, you brothers. And this is some of the things why we need to teach our children how to respond to different crises. We are in a war, as Scotty always puts it, we are in a state of crisis right now. And the only way that we're going to re-engage ourselves, one of the things that I think is really important that we need to do, you know, they did it so effectively on the Chipman Circuit to establish different icons. One of the things that we have to do is that we have to get out and talk to our people face to face and build relationships. We have to introduce our young people to our elders and our elders to our young people. We have to get out in front of them face to face and actually engage in them. Yes, it's going to be difficult, but we have to make a way, because let me tell you something, there is nothing that's worth its weight in gold that comes about an easy way. And we're going to have to engage each other, because the program is so fit. And another thing we have to realize is that there are some people that are so fully vested in this system that we cannot waste time with those that do not see and do not seek a different direction. Those individuals, because if God can't go against your free will, what makes you think that I can? Those individuals, we allow them to stay where they are. There are some people that you want to leave behind. We have to be the Joshua and Caleb. We can't be like the everyday person to say that this government and these entities and this foundation and this overall decrees and their overall laws and their overall authority and their overall wealth, they're giants and we're grasshoppers. We're grasshoppers in their eyes. At some point, somebody has to stand up like Joshua and Caleb and say, damn it, we can take them. And until we do that, and commit to that, we are going to continue to spin our wheels. But this is why this platform needs your support. This is why we need to continue to do, because there are nothing but Joshua and Caleb here. And we will move on. You know, just before we get out of here, Scotty had talked about wanting to make a point. When he talked about the guy talking about sports, and not knowing what fracking is. And I remember when Michael Vick was accused of dogfighting things. And one of the things that, you know, a lot of people were talking about, that how it's a cultural thing with us and everything else, and then they totally diminished it and everything, right? And and the reason why I'm saying this is that there was an example, just like what Scotty just said, I heard a sports person say that, you know, one person called in and said, well, what's the difference between hunting and cockfighting? And a sports analyst gave the traditional Western cultural response. Well, you know, and then he tried to ostracize and actually degrade the brother. He said, you know why the people hunt, right? Because if we didn't hunt, then all of the deers and the rodents would overtake us. Well, see, what the appropriate response would be, well, where are all the natural predators? The natural predators have been exterminated because you killed them. You hunted them to extinction. See, God has a system that fully maintains itself, where nothing is wasted, everything is sustainable. And we have to get back to what's sustainable. Fracking is not sustainable for their economy. Hunting is something, a necessity. But see, the thing of this is that it's totally taken out of whack now. Because the hunters have been killing for sport, because that's the nature of a blood beast. And that's what we're dealing with, a blood beast. And so this is what we need to do. We need to really re-engage to break the psychological damage and to replace it with something else. We can never break someone down without properly building them back up so that they can be who they're designed to be. And we don't determine who they are designed to be. We should just ensure that there's an environment that's a conducive environment for their overall growth. There's no man should be subjected to another. Listen, everyone, we're going to have to get out of here for today. I want to just thank you all for listening today. Please continue to listen to Black Talk Radio Network. The new abolition radio show is coming on right after. So important, because this is where we really are. If we continue to follow these people down the path of destruction, we will be in ourselves on the extinction table in so many ways, culturally, and physically, and also in our overall moral and spiritual guidance. So much love and much respect to you all. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And until then, remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. And God willing, we will be back tomorrow. Good night. Much love and much respect.
Now you love is kind, love can give and get no gain.